You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. In a few months, the latest plan for developing downtown Wichita's riverfront area will be released. The details and recommendations are supposed to help guide the city to a final decision about Century 2, the iconic Performing Arts and Convention Center. The city has already ruled out one option. It cannot transform the building into a modern performing arts venue. KMUW's Deborah Shar reports.
The new and improved west side of the Arkansas River is already taking shape. Crews are building a new baseball stadium that will open next year, and a retail district will follow. But the east side, from Douglas south to Kellogg, has changed little since 1997, when the Hyatt Regency opened. The East Riverbank and the Century 2 complex have long been considered untapped opportunities. City Manager Robert Layton says momentum is finally building for a major riverfront overhaul.
I think it's important that we look at how those two, the West Bank and the East Bank, will work together. How do you make the connection? How do you make sure you don't duplicate on the East Bank what is going to happen on the West Bank in terms of the type of development?
The future of Century 2 factors significantly into development of the East Riverfront. In the past decade, the city spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for studies related to upgrading both the convention center and the performing arts facility. So far, the city has not made a decision about the future of the 50-year-old building. But Layton says the city has determined that renovating Century 2 into a modern performing arts space is no longer an option.
So now it's a matter of, let's go ahead and determine how we build a new performing arts facility and how is that prioritized from a financial standpoint. And then, is it possible to reuse the round building?
Layton's recommendation to build a new performing arts facility is in line with what a Citizens Advisory Committee suggested last February. He says structural limitations could also make repurposing Century 2 difficult.
What's the cost of that, right? In terms of what do you do to remodel it, and then what do you have to do on ongoing maintenance?
While the Citizens Committee was studying options for performing arts, the city was working on a plan to expand and upgrade the convention center.
All of the work that's been done at this point shows that we need new modern convention center space. And so it's more, how do you fit it on the site? What amenities need to be there to support the facility? And how do you fund it? I think we're down to that.
The city says it lost convention business in recent years due to current conditions at Century 2. Instead of moving forward with a solution, Layton put the city's planning on hold last spring. That's when the business community formed a committee to create a comprehensive riverfront design. The city manager says it made sense to include Century 2 in that process.
This is a final plan and trying to get community consensus on a final direction. We told them you cannot try to come up with new conclusions in any of the area that we've already studied.
Business and civic leaders, not the city of Wichita, are now taking the lead on creating what's called the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan. Representatives from the city and Sedgwick County are on the committee, and both governments contributed toward the $700,000 cost of the plan. Wichita Community Foundation President Shelley Pritchard is one of the organizers.
There's no decision on Century 2 or the library or any of that space yet, but that will come out in the planning process. But it obviously is the biggest question on the table. We're waiting for the design team to figure out what makes the most sense for the entire space.
The committee plans several community engagement opportunities before the riverfront plan is released early next year. Committee member Daryl Kelly is like a lot of people who just want something done.
I would say from a young professional's perspective, we are tired of plans and talking. And so it's time for action.
The new plan might clarify next steps for Century 2 and the riverfront, but then comes the hard part. The city will need to decide if the projects are affordable and how much investment is needed from the public and private sector. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Ashar.